Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
speak about mine, I'm a way too tight. I'm a geek about mine, touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'. Deeper than words, beyond right, die for your love, beyond life, sweet as the Jesus peace, beyond ice, blind me baby with your neon lights, Ray-Bans on, police in sight, oh what a beautiful death, let's both wear white, if you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L, she fell in love with the bad guy, what you doing with them rap guys, them rap guys. With me, girl, but you see it. If it's me or you, will get the world. Then so be it.
I don't care if they give me life. I get all of my life from you. And if love you had a price, I will pay my life for you.
Welcome to the show. We're up close and personal with Joe Smith tonight. Welcome Hump Day Wednesday. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She's hot. She's chocolate. What's cracking? Welcome to the show.
I am. I'm mature also. How's everybody doing tonight?
What up though? What up though? See you getting this started already. All the way from the DMV.
Right.
Give it up. That dude saved James.
What up? Yeah, you see what she be doing? Then she be mad when I walk through that door. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying I'm embracing my matureness, but, you know, it's going to stop at that. Mature is mature, and I don't need any other variations of the word.
Good for
thank you.
Embrace that, mama. Embrace it.
Acceptance.
Because it's bad.
Hot. Hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, his newest endeavor may surprise you. Mr. Joe Smith, formerly of the L.A. Lakers, is stopping past tonight with the other half of his new project. It's Sexy and the Beast, folks. So we're going to talk to Sexy and the Beast, who is Joe Smith himself. Big up Joe Smith. He's a Commodore, Maury High School. I think Joe came out 93. I came out 94.
Number one draft pick, boy.
Word.
Maryland Terrapins.
Word.
Ooh, that squad
Word.
Was so mean.
Word. Big up to Greg. Greg also attended Maury. Greg, he called him Spank, was Joe's best friend back in the day, and rode with him for a while. So big up to that whole crew again to Hampton Roads. Joe definitely repped VA way before Vic came along. But big up to both of them dudes. VA representatives.
Definitely. That's right.
Hey, what's going on? How crazy has the week been? It's hump day. We're trying to get over this hump. How crazy has it been?
It's been crazy
about
to me
Justin
just
Bieber.
Because my...
Justin Bieber?
What?
You know what?
Yeah, his crew being investigated.
His crew's getting investigated. No, help us.
Yeah. Because apparently somebody from the crew had knocked somebody out or whatever. Left him unconscious. Like, chick was trying to get holler at him, and he was like, nah. So she went back to go get her dude. And then there was a shouting match, and then after a while, they found homie slumped somewhere, laid out. So they know somebody from his clique or whatever, so they're investigating them. It's crazy. This dude Biebs is wilding out.
Yo, Biebs stays in the news, though.
Boy, he's wilding out, son.
Biebs stays in the news. I wish we had some Bieber. We don't have no Bieber, but because we are up close and personal with Sexy and the Beast, they haven't arrived on the scene just yet. But we got music, don't we, Hot?
You still there?
You have frustrated her already.
Thanks, son. You under her feelings?
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know y'all were looking for me. I was checking on our guests. Our guests have actually checked in. They're both on the line.
All right, let's do it.
You want to go ahead and bring them on now? I kind of prepped them, you know, for the rest of the segment. All right, well, let's bring them on. All right. I guess our plans have changed. Without further ado, TM Hyman Radio Live, we now have with us Joe Beast and Kiss Major. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
What
are
you doing,
what up, y'all? What up?
What's cracking?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we doing good. Joe Smith, what's
awesome.
Good, brother?
Hey, man, what's good? I was tuned in for a little bit. Got a little gist of the preview that y'all was just talking about. I appreciate that love, man.
Hey, that's what's good, man. I mean, Joe, what year you graduated from Maury? I came out in 94.
I came out in 93.
Okay, so I remember. Dude, thanks for coming past, hanging out with us, man.
No, we appreciate it, bro. We appreciate it.
Let's jump right to it. Did you say Miss Major or Kiss Major?
Either or what would do.
I know that's right, and I ain't mad at it. I know that's right.
Hey, we'll
roll with it, bro. Don't even let it. That ain't a joke.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, man. Hey, dude, from balling to rapping and performing. I guess performing is not new for you because when you balling, you performing. But hey, what brings about the new endeavor?
Oh man, this is something I've been doing the whole time I was in the league. Though I was doing a lot of writing. Doing a lot of recording, but I wasn't doing as much performing because, you know, I was focused on the hoop thing. But ever since I retired, I've been doing a lot more performing, getting comfortable on that stage. And it's a difference, though, being out there on the court than being on that stage. You know, you out there with 10 other guys doing something that, you know, I did when I was like 9 years old, bro. So playing on that basketball court was a little different. But that stage, being able to command that crowd and being able to do something else I love to do is something special.
No doubt. How you get with Miss Kiss Major?
You know what? We met about a year ago at the BET Awards pre-party out here in L.A. At one of the parties, man, and we clicked from then. And I didn't even know she sang right away. And she started singing, and, you know what I mean? I heard her voice. I was like, yo, we need to do something together. And from then on, she became Nova Unit.
Right.
No doubt. Miss Kiss, and I don't mean to, you know, Bogart, but we want to get into the music. Miss Kiss, what is it like being a part of a team with a baller like Joe Smith, literally?
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, he's really humble and he's kind and he's sweet. And, I mean, he's just a beautiful person. So working with him is not hard and loving him is even easier, like, you know, so...
That sounds like the perfect team right there. Hot Chocolate, let's get into some music.
No doubt. I think I'm going to hit everybody up with Joe B's Take It Back. This is one of your solo joints, right?
Yes.
Which one is that?
That's
take
one of my
back.
Favorites.
Take it back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that because You know, a lot of people think that when an athlete write, an athlete do music, they don't know nothing about his hip-hop, their hip-hop history. So this is a little gist of my hip-hop history, and I wanted to take it back, take the people back through my hip-hop journey.
Oh, true. Well, let's do it. Mama likes it. I like it, too. Let's go. Take it back. Joe Beast, TM Hyman Radio.
Chill.
Rock.
Yeah. Beast. Nova Unit. Let me take you back. Okay. Let me take you back.
Let me take you back.
Here we go,
Beast.
Let me take it back for the internet. The power and room, though a rap. Let me take it back right after the 8-track. Young soul, so it's hard to remember before that. In my B-boy stand, battle and break dance. Can't go gazelles, I'm like Zither in France. Noble Unit, running on B Street. To PC in Atlanta, I'm screaming, I'm creepy. Episodes in my teeth, swing like Tank Tar. Leave the puppies on that porch, I'm about to stomp the yard. Cool OG and in a wild, wild west. Blowing cast rules, everything around me. Mess, beat through the crowd like Rakim the Legend. God's gift, swear these haters wrapped in my presence. But the future awaits, come on to the next. If you ain't relevant, hey, blame it on yourself.
Here we go, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see bass in a track.
Hip hop,
take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making a track.
Hip hop, let me take it back to Penny Loafers and Duckhead. Freak Nick Weekend, taking over in Buckhead. Let's go further, Greek Fest and VA. Beast in the game, bigger than EA. Let me take it back to Memorex and Paydex. For the stars took Noble Unit to its apex.
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Sail our souls, brought me safe sex. So don't penetrate the hole without a latex. Been down with OPP since 93. When my crush group started on rap, party me. Hip-hop music lives on forever, forever.
To the hood, who can represent it better?
Ball all over the globe, we trendsetters. And give the people something to party to whenever. Classic, I'm talking about greatest hits. Randy MC and Aerosmith in 86.
Here we go, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back to the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see bass in a track.
Hip-hop,
take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making a track.
Hip-hop, let me take it back to Polka Dots and Kwame. For the 90s when No Limit was the army. Puff got Bad Boy, Jay got the rock. On the West Coast, Death Row called all the shots. Big had the East Coast thing on lock. All the California love came and stood by pop.
You know,
new wheels rolling up Sugar Hill. Chain hip, hip hop, it don't stop, it will. Paul Revere had a license to ill. But Beast murder attracts with a license to kill. 100 miles and running like Q ran and Dre. Yellow Boy and Easy NWA. Here we go. Houdini get a world one love. Now we unit me at 50, you can find us in a club. Now I'm freaking back on a drive called Quest. Got an open road ahead, Nova Unit up next.
Take a journey with me. Let me take you back. Let me take it back. Let me take you back. Back to the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see bass in a track.
Hip hop.
Take a journey with me. Let me take you back. Let me take it back. Let me take you back. Back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making a track.
Hip hop.
Hip hop. Hip hip hop.
Can't stop.
Hip hop. Hip hip hop.
Won't stop.
Hip hop. Hip hip hop.
Up close and personal tonight with Joe Smith, the Beast. He's hanging out with Sexy. That's Miss Kiss Major. We are inside Hump Day Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. Joe Smith has taken a different spin when it comes to career. My dude is actually cutting records. And based on that joint, hey, you got something that the people can rock to, bro. I mean,
oh, man.
You don't sound like you're new to this.
Nah, I told you, I've been doing it for a while, man. So I it's something that, you know, I did as a hobby starting off, but then, you know, kind of perfected it, my skill a little bit, started writing more, got more comfortable with writing, got more comfortable on the mic, and, you know, just felt like it's something I really wanted to put out there so the people can hear it. So that's why I got comfortable with it enough so I could do that.
No doubt. Have you looked Yeah, have you looked at any specific labels? I know you might be able to do, and not even might, you can do an independent situation on your own, but are you looking to do independent, or are you looking for something major?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it independent. We got the label Nova Unit Records, N-O-V-A Unit Records. You know, I got to take it to Norfolk, Virginia with that.
No
we
doubt.
Got the Nova Unit Records label, myself and Kiss right now, the main artists, and we grinding out here on the West Coast doing our thing.
But we're not opposed to having a major label come in and, you know, saying guide us a little.
Yeah.
Look at Miss Kiss. She all about business. It's major, all major,
right.
Major.
Right. Never know who's listening.
Hey, so do you have in-house
producers
that you work with, or do you
We work with Darock. He's worked with everyone from
Dwayne DeRock.
We got Dre Knight on the team. We got Freedom Lyles on the team. He's worked with Erykah Badu, Andy Stone.
Yeah, that's
We've
who
got
did that Take It Back
tight.
Joint.
Yeah, that's who did Take It Back. We got some pretty tight.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a few cats that we work with, so we pretty tight with the production.
Why don't you guys tell me your Twitter so I can tweet to our followers that we're on the radio with you so they can tune on in.
Oh, do that.
Yes,
you can
please.
Absolutely hit us all up. You can hit... Actually, you can hit the radio show up at TM Hyman Radio right now. TM Hyman Radio.
Hyphen?
And, of course.
Oh, H-Y-M-A-N-T.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
H-Y-M-A-N.
Okay.
And then you can add myself, M-R-T-M-H-Y-M-A-N. That's Mr. TM Hyman. And I'll let each of us kind of share our own, because everybody's trying to get their Twitter game up.
Oh, yeah. You know.
And Joe got, like, over 11 million followers.
I know. You think following over. I'm all pathetic with my little 1,500.
Oh,
I'm
man,
like,
I ain't got
please. I haven't hit a grand yet, baby, so I need some help. I am
Go ahead,
very
give it to him.
Hot Chock. V-E-R-Y-H-O-T-C-H-O-C.
At very... I'm
gotcha.
Slow with the iPhone, C-H-O-C.
Yep.
There we go.
If y'all know how it is dealing with Wi-Fi, our Wi-Fi up in here is a little slow right now, so my Twitter page is out of order right now.
Hey, it's all good, brother. We got music for the people tonight, though. Twitter might be out of order, but we got music from Sexy
hold
and
on,
the...
Hold on, I gotta throw my joint out there, man. You
go
know,
for
I was
it, bro.
Trying to get my
yes,
Twitter game
we
up.
Gotta get,
time,
we gotta get
Matt
of Boston out there, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm at Sabe James, S-A-B-E James. He has a boy, Sabe James.
And then we have another co-host who's not with us this evening. Her name is Madam Boston, like, you know, them Celtics.
Madam Boston.
Yeah.
Madam Boston. And so while Ms. Major is getting it in and trying to help us to crank up the Twitter page, hey, let's keep the music going with Sexy and the Beast. Joe Smith, former L.A. Laker, hanging out, talking about his new endeavor. Hey, get with it. We'll be right back with Joe Smith. We're up close and personal tonight. Let's go.
Yes,
Sexy and the Beast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd now like to introduce to you Nova Unit First Lady, Kiss Major. Are you ready? Miss Major, are you ready?
Why, yes, I am.
Let's go.
Yeah.
fantasies, I want to hit them all. I like to be the lady fulfilling all your needs, yeah, yeah. But you're just so busy searching, looking outside of me, 'cause you don't know nothing about loving me. You don't know nothing about you and me. You won't see it coming, but one day you'll see you had a lot of loving while you weren't loving me. Tell me what you want, call me what you think I am. Keep it on me, girl, tell your homie.
Yeah, and we're back. TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 926. The number is 917-889-3926. If you want to get at Joe Beast and Kiss Major over there, got the Bonnie and Clyde thing riding out on that joint right there. That's what that's like. But yo,
yeah,
yo,
so we got like three projects in the making right now. We got mine, we got hers, and then we got a collabo project with both of us called Sexy and the Beast. So we out here doing it. We staying busy out here, man.
That sounds good. It's always good to be busy. It's always good to be busy. I got a question for you, though, bro. You know, the last song, the Take It Back one, you know,
uh-huh.
You dropping a lot of names of the authentic articles of hip-hop. Who's
right.
Your inspiration? Like, who do you, like, model your style after? Or I want to say model your style after, but, like, who gave you inspiration? Like, what's your shows like, dear? We're going to expect to get, like, you know, water and beer thrown on us, beach balls. You know, you crowd diving. Where'd it go down, like, man? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all,
y'all wilding out of your shows? How you getting down? I know your Hampton Roads dudes get busy, man.
Yeah, you know, we got to do a bit. We get big with it. But we're it ain't the balloons and all that, but we keep it simple, but we get it. We perform out. We rock out in the shows, though. We keep it simple. We keep it grown and sexy, but it's a show that don't nobody want to miss, though, I swear.
Yeah.
We put it together. We put it down.
We have a really good chemistry.
Are you more in?
So it works.
Go ahead.
Like people forget that he's 7 feet tall when he gets on stage. They just see an artist. They don't see a basketball player. And then when we up there together, it's like it transcends into something totally different. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
it's on stage and everything.
I'm 5'11".
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still a shorty. Yeah.
But I can look in the eyes.
In comparison to him.
Everybody's short to him.
She throw those heels on. She almost like, though.
Yeah, I love my heels.
Yeah,
oh,
work,
6 inches?
6 inches, boo. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
work
yeah.
Them.
No doubt.
We like those.
I love them.
Yeah,
like same,
okay, so listen. My question is, Joe, I really don't know when you retired. That's my fault on that part. But I want to
I retired 3 years ago with the Lakers. Lakers was the last team I retired with, and I stayed out here.
And then got that ice and split.
Didn't even get it, man. That was the last year we didn't even get. That was Phil's last year, man. We didn't even get one. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed about that, though.
Oh, that was a Dallas
show.
Hey, yeah, you know exactly what that was.
I apologize. My bad.
All good.
It's okay. I would like to know how hard it is for you all to transition into this industry as a performing couple.
I think it's easier, honestly, because it adds a new dynamic to it that you really don't see out there. You know, you don't see, there's no Ashford and Simpsons running around performing anymore. You know what I mean? Like, the last we had was, what, Ike and Tina? And
yeah, you don't have really that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
have,
know.
Yeah,
you all know how that
turned
out.
Wow, but no, we definitely plan on doing a lot.
Yeah, we're trying to make it like a new brand for us, like, you know, because, I mean, separately we're going to do our thing anyway, but I think together, like, you know, there's a team is always stronger.
No
you know
doubt.
What I mean?
Right. Yeah. Hey, look, when you said who the last one was, Ike and Tina, I was thinking to myself, nah, actually the last one was Jocelyn and Stevie J, but we ain't, you know, we ain't going there.
No.
Hey.
No.
Sammy and myself was like, no, but you know, you're right. There was that Dame group. That and then there was Groove Theory, but that was different.
Yeah, we're on a whole different level.
It's like when we're on the stage, it's like I call it a musical orgy for the senses.
Wow.
You know? It's like
especially
we making love to the audience and each other all at the same damn time. You know, when you go home, you going home.
God damn. I'm trying to go now.
You can visualize that, right?
I was waiting for him to chime in.
Dang, I'm trying to go. Dang, can I get some tickets?
Well, we have a show at August 16th in Santa Ana, California for all our L.A. listeners. So, you know, if you're out of our way, now, Santa Ana, California, August 16th at Original Mike's. Yes, sir.
No, that's what's good. And not only do we want to promote that show, I mean, can you all just tell us how we can follow you? And is there information with the label and how people can contact, you know, the label to book you right now? So how can we follow you?
Well, for the bookings and stuff, if you hit up sexyandthebeast2014@gmail.com or you can hit up kiss@kissmajor.com. I'm the follow-up person. I'm the good one to get at that kind of stuff. So y'all hit me.
She handled all that side.
Yeah.
She handled that side. Let me know.
That's
why
how
I need
we
to...
do. That's how we ladies do. Yeah, we handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just show up, you know.
We got to keep
girl power who run the world.
Hey, y'all fell for that? Y'all fell for that?
Whatever.
We
fell for Beyonce's We Run the World.
Y'all fell for that?
Yeah.
Too funny. We up close and personal tonight with Miss Kiss Major, that dude Joe Smith, the Beast, Sexy and the Beast. Hey, we're going to keep the music going. It is 9:33 here on the East Coast, 6:33 out there on the West Coast. I may be a few minutes early. Nevertheless, we are TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
A little bit more Joe Beast and Kiss Major. Spin the bottle.
It's gonna be a hot summer.
SPINTHEBOTLE.
Nova, you is. Sometimes I kiss hard, sometimes I kiss slow. Sometimes I just may wanna kiss you below. It's all about the flow, how you move, how you swag. I like to hustle daddy with a stash at the pad. Rolling on chrome in a Benz or a Rolls. I like a smooth cat with a long bang roll. Popping icy bottles, checking out the models. Peeping out a hottie for us, the shift and throttle. And when we get a homie, lay us both on a throne. Getting down and dirty to all of us moan. And then we send her home and it's me and him alone. Doing what we do all night to the morn. Doing our thing, creating freaky games. It keeps me on my toes and makes me wanna sing.
Double T L
playing.
Okay. I make the house rules. Shake it up, I win whoever it points to. Me and two girls know we're your sorority, but only one of them really taught my priorities. Champagne bottles we spin and take turns. Ain't tricking if you got it, the money I make burn. Hot boys and women a new toy, so I let them ride the horse like I was a cowboy. Beast, I'm the life of the party. When the bottle is stopped, lose or remove a garment. Add some suspense like dollars, it makes sense. Me and two and happy ended, problems they get bent. Skulls in my closet, got a story to tell. Like the beat that's in the gym and students between bells. I'm winning with Kiss Major. Sex lotto, million sexual favors.
Spend the bottle on Kiss and catch. I don't really care, cracking up your match. Ooh, kiss me, kiss me, lick, come get me. Ooh, kiss me, kiss me, lick, come get me. Ooh, kiss me, kiss me, lick, come get me. Come get me.
Yeah.
Come get me. Ooh, kiss me, kiss me, lick, come get me.
Okay, my girl's so nasty.
Only for my daddy.
Let me spin the bottle.
But he wouldn't let it pass me.
Supposed to take turns.
Either way, a happy ending.
Let it burn, baby, burn.
I'm not like your past women.
Can I beat it in the morning?
You eat it while you're yawning.
Now I got your body shaking.
Watch out for my flood warning.
Another bottle empty.
Another bottle to spin.
Another item off.
We play and we all win.
Bottle on the counter.
Going shot for shot.
Removing top for top.
Record later to watch.
On demand, no box.
We making our own flick.
Beauty and the beast.
Creating our own. Skip.
Cutting our own clips.
We all playing it back.
No weekend surprise.
No rabbit under this hat.
Bring your girlfriend with you.
Now that's chasing the cat.
Done talking, spin the bottle.
So take where it points at.
Need a bottle with a double neck.
You ain't seen trouble yet.
Liquor got him getting wet.
Guess I'll spin the bottle next.
We can do this all night.
Not when we all tipsy.
No wet started, you right.
Until we do something different, I'ma
spin the bottle up, kiss and catch. I don't really care, cause you match your match. Ooh, kiss and kiss and come get me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. It is 9:37 p.m. here in itty bitty tiny plant city on the outskirts of Tampa. Yes, we do exist, although there are only three highway exits. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General TM Hyman. He is Sage James. And our special guest tonight, Joe B. Sexy and the Beast, Kiss Major. That was a little bit of Spin the Bottle. And, all right, well. Okay. Okay, ma'am.
Babe, now you see about her last statement. Why she made that last statement.
Yeah. She did. And you know what? Save James challenged me to ask a question on the other side of this, and I told him he was going to ask it, but since, you know, I listened to the rest of that song, and, you know, it has me feeling some kind of way. He wants to know if you all know of, if there are any known orgasmic activity during your shows.
I'm just saying, you know.
I want to know. Ain't nobody approached us with it yet.
And that includes the performance. That includes the performance, too.
I thought we were excluded.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, when we're performing, sometimes I can feel things rise, but that's just because I be, like, off.
That show's over after
bumping
that, right?
And grinding, you know what I mean? Right.
The show's over. All right, y'all. It was real.
I'm really
okay,
into
so.
I love what I do. And
no, go ahead.
Like, stage is kind of like a arousal thing in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, being on stage totally turns me on. Like, I love it. So, you know, yeah.
That's a real good segue into my next question. Think about your last performance. What was, like, an amazing, mind-blowing experience, and what could you have improved?
The last performance, it's crazy because that was my birthday on July 26th. So I say the,
where
mind,
was the party,
mind,
Joe?
Mind-blowing thing is...
Where was the party?
The party was in North Hollywood at a spot called Skinny's Lounge.
All right.
And we had a show that night, and we had some other artists open up for us. And some local artists open up for us. But it was crazy because, I mean, I got surprised with a nice birthday cake at the end of our performance. So that was the best part for me. But as far as the performance, she always threw me off with her outfits because she always liked to change outfits throughout the performance. So she always liked to go in there and throw something sexy on and never tell me what she's throwing on. So her outfits always throw me off.
I like the way she thinks. I like that. Yes. Keep it hot. Yes, ma'am.
Keep it hot. Keep it hot.
You got a different look, and I don't know what to do.
The last show that we did, it was my first. Like you said, we had other artists before opening for us. Because I'm promoting this venue called Unsigned LA, where unsigned artists can perform their original material.
Yes, sir.
So, for me, the biggest thing with that it was my first time doing it. I wish I would have been more relaxed. I wish I didn't have to perform, host the show, run the door. I had to do everything, check the money, paying motherfuckers, make sure the cake got there. I really can't wait till we're at a level where there's people that are assisting and doing other things that, like, and I can trust them to do it because I'm also really anal when it comes to our whole work situation.
Right.
And I need to know that, like, I understand why Eminem's like, yo, there better not be no green M&Ms in that bowl. Because that lets you know people are paying attention to detail. You know what I mean? So it's like nobody does it the way you want them to. So I can't wait to where I love it, where I can be like, just pay somebody and they do what the fuck I say do.
Hey, that's handling your business.
Right.
Like, do this, do that, do this. And it better be done right or else I'm going to freak out. And y'all don't want me to freak out because, oh, my God, it's not a good thing. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah. Because I have, oh, my God, the show has to go right.
No, absolutely. We definitely understand. Again, y'all are trying to take care of business. You know, Joe, you've been in the limelight for quite some time. You really went from, I mean, you were a superstar, dude, when we were in high school. I mean, I could remember being on the radio talking about our games. You know, I mean, you were in the newspaper a lot. You know, so you understand the celebrity. How difficult has it been? I mean, the celebrity has made you, I think it's prepared you for what you're doing now, so you know how to deal with, you know, paparazzi, that type. But how was it going from, you know, Park Place, Lammas Point to Hollywood for the most part?
Man, it was a blessed ride, I tell you that. I mean, first of all, with the basketball career and, you know, first of all, being drafted number one overall from Norfolk, Virginia, man. You know, that's something that was major. Nobody had ever done that before. So being the first person to ever do that from the city, you know, that was major for me. And the long career I had, 16 years in the NBA, like you say, I've seen it all. I've done it all. I've experienced the paparazzi. I've experienced, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. So I know how to deal with pretty much anything right now. And, you know, that's, like you said, it's going to lead to a positive future, because I know how to deal with people, I know how to deal with fans, I know how to deal with pretty much anything that can be thrown my way. So that experience is going to not just help myself, but also help, you know, the label and kids as well.
You know, something, another thing about him also is that, you know, so many artists, you see how nasty they are to their fans. Like, they don't want to take pictures. They don't want to sign autographs. They don't want to be bothered. So why are you even in this industry?
Right.
You know? And
right.
One thing about him that even, like, it gets annoying after a while, it's keeping it real because we're human, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, they want too much, but, gosh, I want to give you too much. I want to give you all I can until I'm falling on my face. I can't give no more. Like, yo, she honestly didn't do it because she fell on her face. And he's the same way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah, as far as the fans, it ain't too much time you can give them. That's how I feel.
Right.
They want to take a picture. So that's what we got into it for.
Yeah, for the fans. We do it. I do it because I love music and I love people. And I want to share with them the beauty of music and the beauty of love and to lighten everybody's life, you know, and to shine some light on this industry in a whole, basically.
Right. Joe, short-term, long-term. Let's say short-term 5 months, long-term 5 years. Where do you see, you know, Sexy and the Beast?
the next 5 months, you're going to see us on TV. We got some TV projects that we're working on as well. So you're going to see us on TV on one of these shows in a minute. Then you're going to see here the, those three projects I've mentioned. We got Beast Mode, we got Kiss of Success, and we got the Sexy and the Beast project. Then you're going to hear those in the next, within the next 5 months.
Oh, the title of that one is A Little Bit of Everything.
That's the title of the Sexy
and the Beast. You said one of these shows. You can't give us an exclusive and tell us exactly which show it is.
I'll tell him one.
Because I didn't know she wanted to give up the info, so that's why I could.
Okay, wait. No, honestly, I mean, just know that okay, I'll give you, if you can guess it, I'll tell it to you. I have this concept.
God.
No, because it's like a blind item. You know what I mean? Because you really can't give the details. Because somebody can take your idea. So if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
True. Okay.
Connie,
that's fair.
Couple that we're kind of working on following in their footsteps, you know, with the television and just that whole thing of being that television couple and having our, you know, making people laugh and giving them music all at the same damn time.
Yeah, it's going to be our own show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a reality television program.
It's
scripted.
Yeah, my girlfriend's here. She guessed it. She wrote it down with a piece of paper. But like, just think 70s iconic couple.
Hey, Miss Kiss, tell your girlfriend to call into the show and tell us, damn it.
Yeah. You'll be holding out on the knowledge.
Okay. I'll give you another 70s.
Is it Sonny and Cher?
Hey! Ding, 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 ding!
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Nice. That was,
now.
That was a good guess.
How did you know that, Regine? How did you know that very high?
Maturity. That's right, because I'm mature. That's right.
That's right. We're mature.
Thank you, Sexy.
You know that.
On that note, let's do this. Miss Kiss, at this point, we've heard a few. Why don't you tell us what you want to hear based on what Joe sent over to us? What song would you like to hear right now?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I don't know if Wonder Woman. I don't have Wonder Woman on the
board. Did we load Wonder Woman?
It's still loading right now.
Hot Chocolate, let's go into another jam from Sexy or the Beast, or Sexy and the Beast. Pick one, choose one. Let's Wonder Woman up. We'll be right back. We're up close and personal with Sexy and the Beast, my dude Joe Smith. The Commodores are in the building. Maury High,
yep.
Hampton Roads. We'll be right back. Team Muhammad Radio Live.
Off of VA.
You will see.
Up close and personal with Sexy and the Beast, my dude Joe Smith hanging out, along with Miss Kiss Major. It's Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. Tonight, we've been talking about the new endeavors of NBA baller Joe Smith. And Joe is performing, and we just want to actually make sure everyone knows, if you're out on the West Coast anytime soon, Miss Kiss Major, where can they check out that performance again, and what day?
It's August 16th at Original Mike's in Santa Ana, California. The show starts at 10 p.m., but there's a meet and greet with Joe from 5 to 8, and there's a raffle for dinner with us, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time out there. Come take photos. I got... gonna have like some basketball uniforms out there, face paints, and this will be a good time. Then we're gonna rock out at the show later on that night.
Yes.
No, you also talked about an open mic that you do. Is that a series? When is the next open mic?
The next one will be next month, hopefully. You guys can just check out my Facebook page for details, because I update there every day what's going on, or the Reverb Nation page. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking to lock in the venue right now for the Unsigned LA. As soon as we get the venue locked in, then we'll put the date up.
Okay, good deal. So make sure that the people know the Facebook and the Reverb page.
Okay, well, first, Joe's Twitter is at JoeBeast95, and I'm at KYSSMajor. And the Reverb Nation page is Sexy and the Beast. And, yeah, so go there, fan us up, check it out. And then we each have individual Rave of Nation pages, as well as Joe Beast and Kiss Major. Everything's under our names, Joe Beast and or KYSSMAJOR.
Yeah, there's
no doubt. Joe, I've seen several times guys, you know, hang up, you know, the sneakers, and then they bring them back out. Are we to see Joe Smith back on the court, or is it official? Have you moved on officially?
Man, you know how many people that ask me that question, man. I get that question. Every time I leave the house, I get that question.
I think he's needed in some teams. Not going to say no names, but y'all know what team I'm talking about.
I still got it, man. I ain't going to lie. I still got it. But, you know, I think they officially hung up, though.
Okay. Okay. So the right deal can't bring the Beast back out on the court?
Say that one more time.
The right deal, the right financial deal, can't bring the Beast back out on the court?
That'll definitely bring me back out. You know that.
Okay. Okay, I know money talks. And I know you're too young to be done officially, you know? Hey, I think you still got it. We think you still got it. So, you know, hopefully the right deal, you know, bring you back out, and we'll still be able to see the Beast on the court.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. It's funny because I watched, you know, a lot of cats from my class still around doing their thing. KG, Rashid came back, you know, Stackhouse still around. Now, you know, I feel like sometimes I can still hang around out there, but, you know, I'm off to the music thing right now, and I'm having fun with it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll let the crew try to get some last ditch questions in. Hey, Joe, stand by, man. I want to talk to you a little bit for a few minutes off the air before you rock.
Okay, no doubt.
I just want to know if I can get a jersey. That's all I want to know. And I want to sign by both of y'all.
Who your favorite team? I played for a lot of teams. Who your favorite team? I might have one.
Take your pick. Actually,
Chicago.
If you got a Timberwolves jersey,
Chicago.
That would be clutch.
I do got a Timberwolves jersey. I played there the longest. I do got a Timberwolves jersey here.
That would be clutch. I would love that.
Yo.
I'm about to say, when we get off ad, whatever, shoot me the email, whatever, or now, we'll make
sure. Okay. Word up.
What's up with that Chicago Bulls jersey, B? I'm a big-time Bulls fan, man.
You a Bulls fan? Where my Bulls on that?
I'm going to take all the man gear. Get out of here.
I'm just saying, man. You know, my man's in a given mood, so, you know, I strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, really?
I'm going to buy one.
Uh-oh, that go to business, lady.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That go to business, lady.
You buy one. That's how it works.
You messing.
And one more time before we but before we get out of here, Miss Major, again, if we are looking to contact you for business, bookings, or anything, that email one more time, hit the Twitter and the other info one more time.
KYSS at KYSSmajor.com or sexyandthebeast2014@gmail.com.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been up close and personal tonight with Joe Smith, along with Miss Kiss Major, Sexy and the Beast. Hey, be on the lookout for the new projects. And again, if you are out in Santa Ana, California, anytime soon, look them up. That the show date, again,
is August 16th.
Is that a Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
That's next Friday. Yep, next Friday, August 16th. Make sure y'all come out.
Absolutely.
Y'all in Santa Ana, come through. Holler at the folks.
That's right.
Thank you all for stopping past. Hey, let's get ready to go home, and we're going to play another joint before we get up out of here.
Also, real quick, bro, I got a sports talk that I'm about to start on live streaming on this Sunday, 7 o'clock in the morning, West Coast, 10 o'clock Pacific. So all y'all out there that want to hear that sports chat, it's called Sports Rap.
That's right.
I mean, tune in, listen to us. Give us your opinion, whatever you want.
Yes, and like their Facebook page, Sporty Rap, right there. And their Reverb.
I might hit you up on that, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. I want everybody to hear it right here. Consider actually coming on this show periodically and doing a Sports Rap segment for us. We got over 60,000 folks that listen here. Let's work together. You know, but hey, feel free to use this platform help the people in any way. But we would love for you. We missing sports. Comedy, we got information, but we missing sports. We'd be blessed if you could come over and do some sports segments over here to promote your program.
No doubt, bro. Just let me know when, and then, you know, we can work it out.
Y'all should go out with the after party.
Hey, you said it, Ma. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks. We are leaving you with Sexy and the Beast, the after party.
I'm
exactly.
Right now. Peace, y'all.
Let's
do it.
Peace.
Okay. Beast. Ready, Kiss?
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Here we go again. Okay. Unit. That's right. They say we live and learn with the bridges we burn. Sometimes to get your point across, you gotta speak out a turn. But to each his own, never out of my zone. From the bottom I roam to the top of the throne. My journey traveled alone, destinations unknown. Left landmark reminders that I'm minutes from home. In my hour of power, your honorable king, he's gained a lot of momentum. Ballin' playing for keeps, not a stranger to fame. In fact, I'm a game changer. Walk out the fire, escaping the flame danger. Now the dividends I decide carry remainder. Method for method, 36 chambers. Hustler's ambition with a street intuition. Hater sick of trying to stop me, but I seek a position. Bear witness, overcame the struggle. Now it's sports and entertainment that I juggle on my hustle. Hold my own weight, move money with no muscle. On my death tab movement, to my unit I'm Russell. Celebrating life, we on, get more bottles. Contemplating deals that's worth millions tomorrow.
Okay, sorry, had to, something happened with the board, but everybody's back. Y'all in?